This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is discontinuing its COVID exposure notification system. CPR's John Daly.
The system will shut down on May 11th. It comes after Apple and Google are shutting it down with the end of the federal public health emergency. Users will get a message on their phones alerting them that the system is no longer operational and prompting them to delete their data. The state health department says it will continue to send text messages to anyone with a reported positive COVID-19 test result. It'll include a link to disease control information through July if their phone number is on file. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Workers at the largest potato plant on Colorado's eastern plains say they weren't given proper notice of a mass layoff. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The group of former employees at ProHealth say the company fired them suddenly from its plant in Ray in 2021 and replaced them with seasonal visa workers. Many large employers in Colorado are required to give a 60-day notice of mass layoffs, which the workers claim ProHealth did not. The group's new lawsuit in U.S. District Court seeks pay and benefits for the two-month notice they should have gotten, as well as interest. The company didn't respond to a request for comment. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A snowy winter as the Colorado Department of Transportation planning to ramp up spending on winter maintenance and emergency repairs. CDOT's Jason Smith says quick fix patches aren't cutting it on major roads like Highway 40 near Winter Park.
So until we can get up there and do more of a permanent fix, it'll just become worse and worse.
Transportation commissioners will vote on whether to approve the money today. This is CPR News.